This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. I'm David Hunt. My very special guest on the phone right now. Oh, and do you know what? He's wrapped me over the knuckles already on our little pre-chat because I said the name of his town wrong. And will I get it right this time round? And we are talking about the town of Castlemaine. Is that right? Or
Castlemaine.
Castlemaine. It's the state festival that runs up there, and they're doing a very interesting art auction. Glenn Roberts, welcome to Sunday Arts Magazine. You're the artistic director of the festival. What is it about the town that has drawn so many people in the arts world to it? And is it just recent, or has it been going for a few years?
Look, we think there's always been something attractive to this town about the creative industries and artists. It's always been something that people have come up here to take a chance and to sort of change their life. It's also luckily very beautiful out here. So it's been attracting people who want something different to the, I guess, the metropolitan grind for a long time, ever since the gold rush.
Yeah.
But I think in the common era, our festival's been going since 1976.
Wow.
That has been, an undercurrent in, I hope providing a backdrop to demonstrating this is an artistic place, this is an interesting place, and if you want that and you want a bit of a tree change, you can find it here.
Yeah. I reckon it would be the last 10 years, I all of a sudden know, well, so many musicians are now living up there and then touring the rest of Australia and the world from your neck of the woods. So it's all that element is that people are feeling so comfortable about living in a town where the arts are so much important part of life. Is that right?
Well, exactly. The coffee's good and the coffee's hot out here. I'm so lucky. I am surrounded by a local artistic scene who just happen to be some of Australia's best artists.
Yeah.
Visual artists, musos, performing artists, they're all out here. Some are commuting back into Melbourne. Some are even commuting to Sydney.
Yep.
From here because there's just something special in the air.
Yep. And let's talk about the festival a little bit more because, as you said, it's been going since the 70s. And what is it? What does it cover? Is it a music festival, visual arts as well, or a mixture of everything?
It's absolutely everything. It is a genuine multi-arts festival, and it's a genuinely international festival that works from this unique regional context, I suppose. The program is always one third international, one third Australian, and then one third local. And it's across all genres. We have, the performing arts, theatre, dance, circus, a lot of music, contemporary music, a really great classical program as well. That's always been an interesting through line since the very beginning.
Yeah.
But also talks, ideas, thought about sustainability, the environment, the future, things like that. And of course, visual art, because visual art is something this region just does so well.
Yeah. And funding, it's really hard with arts funding. Where does a lot of your funding come from? Is it, do you get much government support?
About 40% of our income comes from a variety of government sources. The major funder is the state government through Creative Victoria.
Brilliant.
And then everything else is a little bit from our local government, and then everything else is sort of source project funding, which we have to work very hard to source. And
sure.
Of course, philanthropy and box office. People have to come.
Yep. And when is the festival held?
It's biennial,
yep.
So the next one is March 2021.
Right.
We'll go from the 19th, I believe, the 18th, no, and the 19th to the 28th.
Right. And so people really should book accommodation now because they're going to miss out.
Absolutely.
And you know, as you said, it is a beautiful part of the world. Now, listen, let's talk about this online art auction that you're doing, which is obviously something that, you know, is a revenue maker for you.
Exactly.
And so let's talk about that.
So we've always done an art auction. It's always been, over the last decade, it's been a physical event.
Yep.
And something in the back of my mind at the end of last year started to sort of, you know, a light went on and I thought, well, I think it's time that we try to project this event through the online space. We want as many people across, you know, that can to be able to support the festival and be able to, you know, see what we have on offer, and also just to we wanted to be able to use the internet to reach as many people as possible. So we started thinking about putting this fundraising initiative online, and given the, you know, the state of the world at the moment, it seems to be a very fortuitous thing to do.
Yeah.
And
a very, very smart thing to do. So are the pieces up online now for people to look at?
They are castlemainfestival.com.au/2020art auction.
Right.
And all 45 pieces are up there.
Yep.
And you can go on, register, and then I believe as of today, it's already started, you can begin bidding for your piece of choice.
Right.
Some gorgeous things up there. And then bidding will continue for 10 days and finish on the 5th
right.
April.
Okay. And what can people expect when they go online to check out what's available?
It's incredibly diverse, mainly local artists. There's some beautiful paintings by Craig Goff, a gorgeous photograph from Cameron Robbins, a kinetic sculptor from the top of Mount Alexander, one of his kinetic light pieces. I'm really fond of that one. Some Indigenous pieces through Our Caston by the Indigenous artist Barney Elligar, ceramics by Sarah Koshak, prints by David Fraser, beautiful painting by Linda Brown and Charles Green, who just happened to live out here as well, landscapes by Michael Wolfe and David Moore, photographs by Julie Millerwick, sculptures by Judy Holding, great painting by Melinda Harper. So some of these people are, you know, these people are in major collections around the country.
Yeah.
And they call Castlemaine home.
Fantastic. And Glenn, is it an opportunity where you can pick something up a lot cheaper than you could pick it up from through a gallery?
I mean, in theory, yes, but I remember you're supporting a good cause. So if there is a bidding war, so be it.
You know? You're so right. So right. Okay, now what is the website again for people to go to and start checking out this? It sounds fantastic. Can't wait to go online and check it out.
So it's castlemainfestival.com.au/2020-art-auction. But you can just go to Castlemaine Festival.
Exactly.
And yep. There's a big button that says art auction, and that'll send you straight to it. You can see all the art and you can, you know, start exploring.
All right. And it runs to the 5th of April. Brilliant. Glenn Roberts, thank you so much for talking to us today, and all the very best with the art auction.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.